Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in. This is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 87. I've beaten up many macho men. Macho men, tough guys, bullies, people displaying a lot of bravado. That's what I mean by macho men. And I have beaten up a lot in my time. So I know that statement in and of itself makes it sound like I am a macho man, or that I think I'm a macho man. And it's actually the opposite. This isn't about me, even though the title has I've in it. I've beaten up many macho men. It's to prove a point that I hope can help you along your path and your journey of not having to display bravado, not having to have a tough guy image, not, you know, trying to be this fake macho man. It's not necessary, and it will actually hold you back. So yes, throughout my years of martial arts, as a kid doing karate and going on to do kickboxing and going on to do mixed martial arts, I should have turned my phone off, really, shouldn't I? I would have done a lot of competition, and I've done a lot of training throughout that time. I've come across a lot of different individuals during my time, and I've come across a lot of macho men and tough guys and wannabe hard men, and basically people just fronting. And yeah, at the very start, they're probably the ones that intimidate you the most, the ones that give you the most amount of fear. But after a while, you learn to realize that they're only like that because they're not actually really legitimately tough guys. If they were, they wouldn't be putting on the act. So it is all fake. You know this whole thing, fake it till you make it? Sometimes that's bullshit. Actually, a lot of the time it's bullshit and it doesn't actually work. Because you'll never eliminate your fear and you'll never eliminate your nerves. So in martial arts, a lot of people used to think that when I get a black belt, I'll be fearless. When I have done all this training and I've done all these years of martial arts and I finally achieve a black belt, I'll never be afraid of anybody or anything. And then when you get your black belt, you realize that that's not the case at all. You might be better at managing fear. You certainly will be better. You should be physically at being able to handle yourself. You might have more confidence, but at the same time, it's not that unusual for you to also have a respect for violence and an added fear of violence, because you know what it can actually do. When you're a skilled person, you know the extent of it. When sometimes ignorance is bliss when you're not training. So it's a complete fallacy to think that when you get your black belt, you're never going to be nervous again and you're never going to be fearful again. And it's the same with being, you know, this fake it till you make it, act like a hard man, and then, you know, you will be a hard man, you will be fearless. But that was never, that type of psychological profile of an opponent became the easiest one to beat. It became, because as soon as things didn't go their way, they broke. You know, everybody is psychologically tough when they're comfortable, when things are going well, when they're winning, when, you know, you're fresh, you're feeling strong. Everybody is psychologically tough. It's when those things are removed and you're tired and you're worn out and you're hurt, or, you know, you've been starving yourself to make weight cuts, you're not feeling yourself, you could be sick, you could be injured, you could have been caught off guard. It could be a self-defense situation. You might not have known a fight was about to take place. Any numerous amount of things could happen to knock you off this strong podium that you've started off on. And that's really where proper toughness is. So proper machismo, proper toughness is definitely from the inside. And if it's from the inside, it doesn't need to be displayed on the outside. It doesn't need to be this thing of trying to impress others or trying to strike fear into others. You know that, was it Hitler that said it's better to be feared than to be loved? There's many people that's the way they live their life. They want people to fear them and to see them and to be intimidated. And that's all well and fine until you come up against actually really tough people. And as I said, not that fake stuff, but tough on the inside. People that have strong values, strong moral beliefs, and are willing to do whatever it takes to defend those and defend their loved ones. But you'll be caught unaware because they don't advertise it. It's not always obvious. There's many videos. I'm not a big one for watching fight videos on YouTube or of real fights or whatever, because I do find them to be upsetting when there's no need. I find it pure voyeurism. But there's many fights on YouTube, there's many fights of people who, you know, were set upon by bullies, and they thought that the victim was going to be weak, and they thought that they definitely weren't going to be tough, and it turns out that they were actually a hell of a lot better at fighting than they realized, and they get one up on the bullies. I can't say that it's not satisfactory to sometimes, maybe not watch the actual violence behind it, but sometimes to watch one of the videos and to see you know, people that seem like the underdog get ahead. But it's not an external thing. It's not something that you need. And behind closed doors, I would have fought way many more people than I ever fought competitively. And competitively, especially in karate, I would have, I don't know how many competitive bouts I've had, 100, more than 100. I have no idea. And a lot of people, you know, a lot of macho men are attracted to martial arts. But I have to say, and I have to put in a defense of MMA right now, because I think there's so much bad press about MMA, specifically in this country. And I actually agree in a lot of circumstances for a lot of the flack that MMA gets. I think it's got a very dirty image at the moment. I think it's got a lot of issues. But everybody that I trained with was completely different from the image that's around at the moment. Everybody I trained with were pure gentlemen. Oh yeah, they were absolutely the toughest people underneath the surface. And I'm talking about, yes, I am talking about big named competitors, people who would be well known in the sport, and people from the biggest gyms. And the people at the top tier, were not macho men in the way they carried themselves or the way they talked or, you know, the way they walked or the way they treated people. The opposite. They were actually very sensitive, very down to earth, very normal, very humble. But, and it's a massive but, when they stepped on the mats, when they were pushed to the limit in training, when they were exhausted, they had a reservoir of toughness that they could go to. And I think a large part of that comes from not wasting energy by pretending to be tough. You only have so much energy throughout the day. For example, if you were having a terrible day and you had one row after another row and everyone you were coming across you were having an argument with, what happens is when you get home that evening and say if your other half, your better half, decides to have a row or an argument with you, more than likely you've already spent all your argumentative energy throughout the day if you've been having a bad day, and you will just go, I don't have the energy, whatever you say, I'm not getting into it. And you won't engage. And it's because you only have a certain amount of energy. It makes sense. It's like, you know, when you're tired, you know, you don't really want to be doing laborious tasks. So it makes sense. So you only have a certain amount of energy. So when you're trying to use all your energy being tough and you're trying to keep up this image through, you know, everyday circumstances, when you actually need to be tough, will it be there for you to call on? I don't think so. I think you're depleting it. Also, how are you going to keep up that act? So you're going to be snarling at fellow competitive males or females. But, you know, if you have children, when you're holding your child's hand, you're not going to be attentive to them. Are you going to continue growling at other people when you're, you know, you're getting your coffee or your tea in the morning and you're just waking up? But you're going to still try to keep up appearances and still try to be this macho man when you're doing a purchase in a shop, when you're dealing with your own customers? Are you just going to turn this on and turn it off, which will make you fake? Are you only going to be, you know, a tough guy and a macho man in certain situations and not in other situations? So in other words, what I'm saying to you is don't bother. don't be having this skewed view of what maleness is or what manliness is. A lot of it boils down to our fathers. So let's blame our fathers for a couple of minutes, and upbringing, and the, you know, how we were taught to be men, or if we were even taught to be men in certain situations. Now, my generation, a lot of our fathers, and even slightly older generations, a lot of our fathers were afraid to give too much affection because they believed that it would make their sons soft. It could possibly make their sons gay, and it could certainly make them weak or make them soft. And this is what they believed. So they were emotionally not present in their sons' lives. Then those sons go forward into the world, and believe it or not, the less emotion that and the less affection that you're given, specifically from a male figure in your life or male figures in your lives, then the less likely you are to actually have this inner toughness that we're talking about. The more emotionally secure a background, it makes sense, you look at all the psychological reports, the more emotionally secure background and family unit you come from, the stronger you will be. When things don't go your way, you will have a pool of strength, of internal strength and emotional balance to be able to deal with all the eventualities of life. So hopefully this generation, the following generation, we've all kind of learned from these lessons, so we're going to be more present as fathers. It's easy for me to talk about now because I'm now a father of three, so it's easy for me to talk about it now. I have a little bit more understanding now than I would have in the past. But I can see how previous generations, they thought they were doing the right thing. They thought that they would bring us up tougher by being very firm and by emotionally not being present. That's if they were even in the home environment, because most of the time men were just off work, and it was the woman's job to look after the kids, and men were off working. So a lot of men, a lot of my generation, didn't have strong father figures, which is another reason why I think martial arts is so popular. People can gravitate towards the sensei, towards the instructor, and it can be the instructor and the sensei and the coach can be a father figure to many people. So keep in mind that perhaps the way you were taught is the way to be as a man, but perhaps it's not. It's not, if you've learned, oh, by the way, if you've learned off your mates, if you're a lad's lad and you've learned how to be a fella and how to be a dude and how to be a man off your mates, you might have to reevaluate that one too, because, you know, your mates are full of bravado. I would do this, I would do that. Yeah, go in there, go on, my son, do this, do that, do the other. And it's all talk, it's all bullshit, and it's all waffle. So sometimes you have to step back and you have to emotionally reevaluate your own thought process, your own belief, and have a think about the type of man or woman that you wish to be. Don't be stuck in a box. Don't let society, don't let your upbringing, don't let, you know, the people that are in your life, current or past, don't let any of your self-doubt decide or shape who you wish to be. And certainly don't turn out to be, and don't continue to be, a fake ass macho man or macho woman, because it's not needed. Be tough when you need to be tough. Lead from the front and let your actions speak for themselves. Hopefully that's given you something to think about. I would obviously, as I say all the time, love to hear your input, your comments, reviews, likes, shares. That's what makes this go around. And I hope you're all having a good week. I will talk to you on Friday for the Friday Blitz, so make sure you tune in. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.